systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, February 4th, 2011. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And what's up, everybody? Episode 456, the Friday night show, ending the week here with the Jam Hole, your favorite comedy podcast, live from Kalispell, Montana, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Of course, thejamhole.com/live. Watch us do this. And then comment and interact. And if you even want, you could call 406-204-4687. Hell yes.
Yay.
Sorry, there was no show. We took a day off. If you want to know why, thejamhole.com. Read the show notes for the last episode. You'll see.
455.
Yep. Douche. Shocking douche.
Yeah, shocking douche.
Huge shout out to listener MDS for providing not only the title, but I believe also the quote
really?
For that episode.
Really?
He was killing it. So there you go.
Huh.
You can watch live and say something funny, and you could be the title and quote.
Well, fuck yeah.
Did you guys all enjoy the shocking douche? Was that not just epic?
That was pretty good.
Did you guys all, I hope you all stayed for the end of the episode and listened to the call, the recorded call. I love how he was like, you know, wanting to kick asses and whatnot, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. And then totally
all buddy-buddy at
totally,
the end.
Totally, hey, what? You call him, we'll talk about hip-hop. Okay, cool, you're still a shocking douche. And he asked me, just please don't put my name on your podcast.
And we didn't.
What did I not do?
We did not put
Nobody
his name
Nobody knows
on
his
it.
Name. There you go. You're welcome. You fuck with me again, though?
Everything
this is gonna
goes
have,
out.
This is going to have a completely different ending. This is a choose-your-own-adventure podcast, if you will. Where we take it depends partly on you. So, thank you.
Well, it depends mostly on you.
Well, right. So. I mean,
you're a douche, we're going to be a douche. Let's be
honest. So, February is Black History Month. Is it not?
Woohoo.
Props to all our brothers out there listening. Hey, if you're a black African American or just African, I don't care. Doesn't have to be American, African Canadian. If you're black and you listen to the show, email info@thejamhole.com. I'm just curious if we actually do have any black listeners or if we've offended them all into hating this. So,
I think we have a few.
I think we might have a couple. So I'm just curious. Email info@thejamhole.com. Let me know. I would like to see. So, also, I did not know this. Did you know February, as you know, is the month that has Valentine's Day in it? Fucking dude.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
I was proposed to on Valentine's Day.
Of course you were. Annalise says, I'm black. Somehow I don't buy that.
Yeah, me either.
Did you also know February is National Sexual Health Awareness Month?
Ah, how's your penis?
Hey, how's your penis? let's all just take a quick moment, and let's check on our sexual health, okay? Just take a moment.
Okay, I just took a shower, so I checked on that while I was in the shower, so it's good. Anything new down there?
Nope, still there.
Everything good? Everything together?
Seems like it. Could use a shower, but sure. Awesome.
Shower so, after the show, please. Yay.
Good job, guys. Good turnout for National Sexual Health Awareness Month.
Sweet.
Awesome. That totally sounds like something that, like,
I'm sexual and I'm aware.
It sounds like something South Park would do. Like, goodness, it's Sexual Health Awareness Month. Let's have a parade. Something dumb like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we're all just overly aware of our sexual health and just have a good month. Okay, let's not have any burning pee. Let's not have any vaginal discharge. Let's try not to get knocked up. If we got knocked up, let's go do the right thing to do, the responsible thing, and let's have an abortion. Okay.
Okay.
When is National Abortion Awareness Month?
All year.
Let's do that. That's something I could get
behind.
That's
all year.
All year. Here on the Jam Hole. Annual annual Abortion Awareness Year.
Every year.
Brought to you by the Jam Hole. Awesome. So, it's almost Super Bowl time.
Great.
Do you know how many times I got asked that out at work today?
Asked what? What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
No. Hey, who are you going for in the Super Bowl? I'm like, honestly, I don't even know who's in it. People were like, I blew minds today saying that I don't give a fuck.
Isn't it the Packers and the Raiders?
I know it's the Packers. Ask me how I know it's the Packers.
Because the Packers killed the Jets?
No. Because, you know, we have a urology place. No, this isn't the one I went to.
And
for
it was all over Facebook, so.
I walk into this urology place today. Everybody has a cheese head hat on. Everybody. Now, this kind of fulfilled one of my super scary nightmares and worst case scenarios as a child. I don't ever want my... It was like a weird dream. You walk in and everyone's like cheese head and they're like, let's see how your balls are doing. Cheese head, like, to me, like, on the bed, legs spread open, and just two big silhouettes with cheese heads, like, coming
You're
towards me with the probe.
Fucking crazy, dude.
I don't know, dude. I think I would go to a different place. Like, I'm all about, you know, freedom and cool, but you're like a respectable doctor's place, and you're all
you're
wearing cheese
your
heads.
Mind.
That's weird.
They're all into it. Even alone.
Is it weird to be that into something, though? Like,
yes, but people are, so it's not.
Okay, well.
It's the norm now. Yeah, and I have to fucking... UFC is tomorrow night, and it's a pretty big fight, and I gotta work that. And, of course, we're showing it at our bar through pay-per-view. And then the next day is the Super Bowl. So I
awesome.
Get
Two
hit
things
twice.
That sucks for you, but for me, personally, two things I give a fuck about.
I know, and you have
honestly.
The weekend off. You don't have to deal with any of it. And, like, you're going to be sitting here having a great old time, and I'm going to be at work busting my ass.
Burger says, I always wanted to buy footballisgay.com. That would be so awesome.
That would be so awesome.
So, you guys know, quite a long time ago, I got a little local snooze to talk about here just briefly. The guy that, I don't know how I mentioned this, but it happened about 2 years ago. March of 2009 is when this happened.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine, he's the guy, he always cuts my hair and whatnot. His sister got in this car crash. And I remember we talked about this on the show.
Right.
What happened is this 16-year-old girl, she was very upset, very distressed. She sends her boyfriend, or her ex, I believe it was her ex-boyfriend, sends him a text message saying, I don't know exactly what it said, but it said something like, I want to kill myself, I'm going to crash my car into an oncoming vehicle.
Right.
Send. No more than what? A minute later, she mm-hmm. does that. She yeah. kills my friend's sister, my friend's sister's son, and her unborn baby, because yeah. my friend's sister happened to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Unfucking believable. So they just now, this happened, like I said, in March of 2009. They just now convicted her.
It's about time.
She's 18 now, guys.
Yeah.
17. Like, holy shit. And it was a long, drawn out thing because there was a bunch of fucking comments on the newspaper, on the online paper. They have their comments. There was a bunch of negative shit in there about how she's a killer and this and that. They're having a hard time finding jurors for it. The defense brought in a guy to look over the text messages and determine if she really meant to do that or not. Like, really? and they finally convicted her. A jury has convicted a 17-year-old Evergreen girl on two counts of deliberate homicide for a March 09 crash that killed a pregnant Sea Falls woman and her 13-year-old son. Justine Winter, who was 16 at the time of the crash but was tried as an adult, was found guilty Thursday night and immediately taken into custody. They tried her as an adult because, because they knew. They're like, well, by the time we get around to all this bullshit, she'll be 18, so okay.
So what have they been doing with her in the meantime? Has she just been out doing whatever?
I don't believe so. Maybe she made bail. I don't know.
Or have they kept her in lockup?
All this says, then, is prosecutors argued she was suicidal and intentionally crashed her car into one being driven by 35-year-old Aaron Thompson, killing her and her son. Winter has said she has no memory of the moments leading up to the collision. How fucking convenient.
I think that's bullshit.
Jail. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. That is so fucked up. You take, and I mean, it could have been anybody, but just, right. It's more fucked up just personally because I know them. Right. Not, I didn't know her or her son, but you know, I knew
you're
my,
connected.
Right. And that's fucked up that you're going to, like, if you want to kill yourself, fucking kill yourself. There's no need to run your car into oncoming traffic. You know, like, that's just, I don't know. That's just fucked up and unnecessary. And if you're going to kill yourself, just fucking shoot yourself. Or run your car off a fucking bridge. There's plenty of those here. Like, you had to do that. And good. I hope you sit in fucking jail because that's what you deserve.
Yeah.
Maybe you should ask the prosecutors for the death penalty if that's what you wanted anyway.
Right.
You know, there you go. Problem solved.
Duh.
So, there was a little, what would we call that a while ago? Fuck, it seems like so long ago. I almost forgot. A skirmish, maybe? A little not even a disagreement.
Well, it wouldn't feel like such a long time ago if they put out more.
Well, it's not their fault because, you know, what's-his-face was in Vegas or whatever.
Whatever.
So, just a little recap. I mentioned something about the Am I Bugging You theme song. Which got Eddie all excited and bonered up, and that turned into a war, they called it, I would say more of a massacre, or genocide, is more like it, but, so there was a little
war, if you will.
A little back and forth, what have you, and I just made a few quick notes. I would love to play some sound clips, because basically... we won. I mean, I don't know if that was up for...
I'm pretty sure we won.
Up for debate, but let's just say when a host of your show listens to what we said about you and then comes back by saying, they're on point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we win.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
just for the sake of keeping things civil and going, I'd hate to ignore you and be you know, portrayed as, oh, he's too good to talk about or back and forth with, you know, other shows that are maybe not as popular. So I'm gonna give you a little more. Okay.
All right.
Nicole, so... I appreciate the mutual respect, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The neutrality. $1,300 to fix a cat, though?
I probably would have done it, too. Actually, I think... Well, I didn't, but my dad did for my black cat, Bockers, at the house. Yeah.
I was pretty sure you were going to agree with her on that just because of how much of an avid, you know, pussy lover you are.
Uh-huh.
I had to make a bad dumb pussy joke just to keep up with his fucking fix her pussy fun, so that's what that was for. But I'm gonna have to agree with Eddie on this one. There, you can get a cat for free anywhere.
Yeah,
it sounds like,
but it's your cat.
But you found the cat in the first place,
right? But
seems like the logical progression of things.
But you can't replace that cat. It's your cat.
Well, for $1,300, yeah, I could replace that cat. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know, dude. It's more sentimental than that. It's your friend.
Let's see. Do I make my rent payment or pay to have this cat, which was pretty much dead when I found it? You probably, honestly, you could have got it taxidermied and saved a bunch of money and had it forever.
Actually, you could have just given it over to the animal shelter, and they would have fixed it, and then, just adopted it back.
Came back and readopted.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, moving on. Eddie, he was in Vegas. I think he had a little sex there. This is how disease spreads. See, subject A gets on a plane and leaves Florida, goes to Las Vegas, has sex with subject B, gets an STD. Subject B then goes on to spread that STD more around Vegas, while subject A flies back to Florida to spread it around there. See, Eddie, when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that means you're supposed to get checked and get rid of any STDs before you go back to where you live. That's what that means. So
Unless it's incurable.
Right. I know you're not very bright, but I just thought I'd help you out with that. TV, you say all we know is from the TV. We don't have TV, dude. We're above that, I like to think. Everyone that lives in this complex has a TV except for us. I do watch television shows, but I choose what to watch, and there's no commercials in there.
Right.
Thus,
not brainwashed.
Getting around the whole brainwash problem.
Right, right. I have one thing real quick.
Oh, please.
I'm actually from Florida, Eddie. So you can't say that we don't know shit because we're from Montana. I was, in fact, not born and raised underneath a fucking rock. I lived most of my life down in Florida and drove from there to here across country and have been back and forth many times.
Interesting, because I was born in California, not here.
Right.
So, but that goes back to what I said. If you're from our most fucked up state, you really aren't allowed to pass judgment on any state. I mean, really, except for Utah. Unless, okay, if you're from Florida, you can diss Utah. That's it. Utah, you're not allowed to make fun of any state except for maybe Florida. But if Florida comes over there and kicks your ass, that's fair game. So,
but, you know, he was saying, like, oh, there's nothing up here and everything. Yeah, you know what? Kalispell, Montana is kind of boring.
It.
But you know what?
We make fun.
I've come to like it because it's a small place. And you can kind of get away with a lot more than you can down there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of nice. The weather, yeah, it fucking sucks, you know, but
the main
whatever.
Thing I have a problem with that he said is that we don't know anything about life. Only
people that live
in big cities. Big cities, dude, have the fakest fucking people you will ever meet in your life.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you think those fake people are real, then you don't know anything about life.
Right.
You'll meet some of the realest motherfuckers you will ever meet in your life in these towns like this. Not too small.
Smaller places.
Not like Sunburst or
right.
Red Sands or wherever that one listener, Dana, was from. But in big cities like that, that ain't life, dude. That's
no.
Fucking hustle, bustle, kill yourself fucking
right.
Bullshit.
I lived
no thanks.
It. Okay.
There's a reason we live here. This is
right.
Perfect. This is the happy medium. It's beautiful. There's not too many you assholes running around. It's good. So, just wanted to mention that. And yeah, we do have a cat here, and she's fine. We just don't let her go outside. So
right.
Yeah. But the war is over. They did wave the white flag and apologize, and we're friends. So
I just like how he's dissing on us, and obviously he doesn't listen to the show if he's calling me Miss Jamhole and doesn't know my name. So how can you diss on us when you don't even know what kind of content we put out and you're just listening to the clips that Mike plays?
Well, and that's fine. Mike picks some
decent
clips.
Listen to it and make your own judgment first. If you're going to fucking play this game, do it right.
Well, that's fine. You can do it however you want, but we're friends, so it's all good. Jamhole 1, am I bugging you 0? So,
he went back and forth from like hating us to being friends.
That's
like
his bipolarness and possibly a hint of chlamydia.
I changed my mind real fast, blah blah blah.
That might
I
be the
changed
chlamydia.
My mind. I changed my mind.
Well, when your mind is yay big, it's so easy to change it.
I'm gonna go to the tanning bed. No, what?
It's been a pleasure though. It's definitely been a pleasure.
I do like the chick. Nick, is her name Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole.
She sounds pretty cool.
And hey, there ain't no anger here. We don't get angry.
She seems to be the more level-headed out of the group so far. So
Eddie's a good character, though, Mike.
Eddie's funny.
It's a good find.
He's
good
funny.
Find.
Obnoxiously funny, but funny, nonetheless. I wouldn't want to hang out with him, but
all right, you know how... just real quick.
And definitely, I would never have sex with you. Just make that clear.
Well, he doesn't have sex with real girls anyway.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay, except for the ones
and
that have
chlamydia. And he ended up fucking
days.
You if okay. we were in the dark because he can't tell our voices apart.
Right.
So.
Okay, so. We'll talk about this more on the hot box tomorrow. There will be a hot box up tomorrow. Sandy's feeling better.
Okay.
The House moved to repeal Montana's medical marijuana law. So take from that what you will. It's kind of upsetting. I can't believe they are going to do that. We'll talk about more on the hot box tomorrow, definitely. And I'm just glad that we have a podcast about that, because this is going to be the biggest underground reform movement in the world, and we're going to be right there organizing it. Hey, are you a sick patient? Do you need pot? Come here.
Right.
I know a guy. Seriously, that's you want to force it back underground? Then that's how we're going to do it. And guess what? All the shit that we sell, you're not getting any money out of it. So no. There. That's your fault.
Should leave it the way it is. Should have benefit from it.
Should have, could have, would have. So we'll see what happens. Of course, after that, it goes to what? The main house to Congress? I don't know.
I don't
It's like
know.
Watching paint dry, like I said. It takes two fucking years to convict a girl that clearly fucking killed people. Cool, guys. So, all right. Let's do some news, huh? Remember that?
Do some news?
Do some news. You remember that show Bait Car we were talking about?
I do.
Okay. Usually they get their guy, because usually their guy is completely wasted.
Yeah.
We've totally talked about this, but I fucking love that. There will be people saying, yo, that's the cops. Don't get in that car. And some fucking drunk-ass bum is like, God wants me to have this car.
Right.
Okay. Oh,
this
so
looks
awesome.
Good. I'm just going to take this around the block.
God just left a brand new 2011 Honda Accord in the fucking ghetto for you.
It's okay, like, oh, sure. They left it here. I need to park it for him. I'm just going to move
I'm just gonna
it and
park
drive
this
it
for
way
you.
Over here.
Hey, you were getting a ticket. I told the meter maid to blow me.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And then I took it.
Right.
Gilbert, Arizona. This is so awesome. Five Gilbert teenagers are accused of setting fire to a bait car used by the Gilbert Police Department. We set your shit on fire.
Good job.
Bill, fucking A, right? Bill Belfast.
It's gonna be arson and destruction of personal property or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. Bill Belfast, a spokesman for the department, said they have been using bait cars for 5 to 6 years, and it has helped officers arrest criminals, but they've never seen a case like this one. Police left a 97 Honda Accord parked with the windows rolled down and the doors unlocked. Two teenagers allegedly threw some type of firework inside the passenger side of the vehicle, and it lit on fire.
Oh, dude.
Your bait car's on fire.
So, did they catch it?
Quote,
or?
The vehicle was completely burned down, Belfast said. You weren't watching
right?
your bait car very well.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw kids go like that, I'm on it.
I know, it seems like a spark or something.
Dude,
for real.
I would have thrown that firework back at those kids before it went off, and it would have exploded in their face.
I mean, weren't they... Did they catch the kids?
The car fire took place at around 2:30 a.m. Monday in the parking lot of an apartment complex. According to police reports, Anthony Rubio, 18, and Carrie Caldwell, 19, along with three others, broke into the car and stole an iPod and a solar charging panel hours before setting it on fire. Where were you guys
right?
when they jacked
stole
your
shit.
iPod?
No crap.
How pissed were you? It's my first day on the job filming for Bait Car. Hey, anyone got an iPod I can listen to while I'm driving? Hey, where's my iPod? Oh, I left it in the car. Sorry. You mean that car? The one that's on fire? Yo, bait
God, that's
car's
so stupid. Like,
fire.
For real? Why would you... Yeah. Why didn't you fucking arrest them when they fucking stole the iPod?
You know what it sounds like?
What?
Somebody was totally snoozing on the job.
Yeah.
2 a.m., feet... Kicked
yeah.
up, like, just bored
I'm gonna
as
get
fuck.
Some extra hours.
I've beat every level on Tank Hero and Angry Birds. 3 stars, because I'm a badass. Fuck yeah,
and
dude.
Bubble Buster, my new fave.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm stuck on one
you
level.
You took my iPod, you
level
motherfucker.
Level 70. Just saying, it's really hard.
Rubio reportedly told officers he had suspected the car was a bait car, so he went back to the vehicle and threw the firework through the window.
Good job.
They apparently had been throwing fireworks through the complex that evening. They had one, or they had thrown one in a shopping cart and throughout the parking lot. What their intent was, or what they thought would happen, was unknown. The teen suspects reportedly admitted to the theft and arson. All five were arrested and charged. So awesome.
They're idiots, dude. The cops are idiots, too.
I know. Well, I mean, honestly, it
both
wasn't...
Both sides are dumb in this part.
It was a 97 Accord, so... I mean, yeah. Okay. But I just think
they're
that's so
idiots.
Awesome. They're like, hey, that's a bait car.
Blow it up. Yay.
Shit, yeah. All right, moving on. A little hit ahead of hurdle. Louisville. All right. Little Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Kentucky.
It's Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville. You gotta get some spit in the back of your throat.
It's Louisville.
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 It's got a gargle. Louisville.
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 All right.
Hit ahead of hurdle.
You're choking.
A Fairdale man faces charges after Louisville. Metro Corrections officers said they discovered suspected crack cocaine in the foreskin of the man's blank.
Penis.
Penis. Show me penis.
Crack cocaine penis?
In the foreskin of the penis.
What the
fuck? Can we...
Is this foreskin that...
Can
immaculate?
We play guess the color?
His foreskin is huge. That's really, like, that's disgusting. I'm just saying, I wouldn't smoke the crack cocaine after that. Okay, black, dude.
Absolutely. Show me black. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. According to the arrest report, officers asked Antoine Banks. Got money in the banks. This is my rap name. G Money Banks.
Oh, my God.
G First National Banks. Fuck
yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God, man. Okay.
They asked him if he had any drugs, weapons, or contraband on him as he entered Metro Corrections after his arrest. He told them he did not. Nay, I don't. During a clothed pat
it's just
down.
A bump. Fuck off.
During a clothed backed, pat down. Pat down, officers said they found a small bag of suspected cocaine tied to the waistband of Banks's boxers. After that bag was found, a strip search was, of course, ordered.
Of course.
During the strip search, another small bag was found in the foreskin of the blank.
Penis.
Penis.
I already said that.
Yes, you did. Police said Banks was originally arrested after a traffic stop led to the discovery of a bag of salvia and liquid codeine.
Nice.
Someone was on his way to a party.
Liquid codeine is pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of weak, but
it's okay,
I mean,
but
you mix it with salvia.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mind blown.
Blast off.
In the foreskin?
In the foreskin of blank.
Stop it.
No, penis. And if you have cocaine, liquid codeine and salvia, why are you getting pulled over? Like,
right?
You should be on your best fucking behavior, bro.
I know, right?
Come on. Let's think. Let's use our fucking brains.
Time I've had shit on me like that, I drive so good. Like a grandmother. I'm all like...
Model. Yeah. I'm like giving driving tests and shit.
I know.
Come on.
I'm not driving under the speed limit. I'm not driving over the speed limit.
I'm doing
using my
two
blinkers.
Over.
I'm using my hand signals. I'm fucking like all over this shit.
Fucking hand signals. Awesome.
Turning right.
Banks arrested on charges of second degree possession of a controlled substance, first offense, and possession of synthetic cannabinoid agonists or piperazines. Banks is now facing additional charges of hiding shit in his dick and promoting contraband. Fucking amazing.
Nah.
Amazing.
That just means he has either
Heather 32
really
says
big foreskin or just,
well, he is black.
Big dick.
Salvia's eye. If I want a trip though, I want a trip. I don't want this half ass weird creepy carnival.
Yeah, it gives you a headache afterwards.
I don't want that. I want a nice 12-hour hallucination. I want a good trip, not that.
12 hours? Fuck,
oh, fuck
that.
Yeah. When you're tripping, you got to be in it to win it all the way, or just don't. Or just do salvia.
And salvia sucks. I'm just
salvia's
saying.
Fun once in a while, but no. It's not my trip of choice, let's say.
It gives you a headache.
Heather 32 says, I don't know who is sicker here, the guy himself or the officer who decided to look there. I don't know, Heather. So, all right. Let's see here.
Probably found it because it looked like a big cancerous bulge at the head of his dick.
That's awful.
You know?
All right. Got a little short story here out of New Zealand. I always worried about this when I used to ride my bicycle.
What?
A 41-year-old female cyclist was impaled by one of the handlebars of her bicycle after a crash.
Oh my God.
With a four-wheel drive.
Oh my God.
The crash happened about 10 a.m. The woman was taken to the hospital with the handlebar still lodged in her lower abdomen. The 40-year-old driver of the four-wheel drive was not hurt. Thank God. Thank God he was wearing his seatbelt, right? Like, I don't know. I've gone over handlebars. Like, I used to jump ramps and...
It reminds me of that show we're watching, Shameless. He's talking about how he got his disability. And he was like, I was so lucky. It almost missed me by this much.
I love that show, dude. Shameless.
It almost missed me.
The U.S. version. Yeah. Braden told me about this, and I finally watched it. It just started. It's 4 seasons in. So funny.
Yeah.
And the guy, Frank, he is so great. He's dude from Magnolia. Gets busted in the head with a frog when he's trying to... Oh, so brilliant. But you guys have to watch this show. It's pretty good shit. Definitely.
Yeah,
so.
It's really, really good. I love it. Just in the beginning, it just shows you like the meaning of the name Shameless. The beginning of it takes place in a bathroom.
About sums it up.
The intro. It's like they're all like pissing and talking to each other, and like one's
jerking off
and they walk in and they smoke weed. Yeah, it's like,
it's
what?
Good. For sure.
You guys are totally shameless completely.
Yeah.
So anyway, he got impaled by his handlebars.
She. Yes, she did. So.
Did she die?
Not yet. But we got our fingers crossed. Speaking of that, dude, have you guys watched the Onion Sports Dome? Holy fucking shit. I don't like sports.
God.
I think I posted this a long time ago, but there are 4 episodes in also. So funny, dude. You're in the dome. Oh, dude. I love it.
Yeah, they were totally into it.
They do, like, just random shit, like the World Meth Championships.
I know.
The dude's swinging at invisible snakes, and they're like, how many snakes do you... You just have to watch it. It's so funny.
It's not even about sports. Like,
no, that's what's so awesome. They take, like, sports clips, but then they dub over just, like, random shit.
Yeah.
It is so brilliant, though. I love it.
It's good.
That, and even the Onion News Network TV show, like, their TV shit that they're producing is so brilliant. They've come a long way since just being a faux newspaper way back in the day, and then having the website, and like they're doing quite the media empire there. But dude, it's so funny. Yeah, Berger says, dude, I love the World Meth Olympics. That was so brilliant. Oh, God. Fuck. All right, moving on here. Let's discuss a little story from our dear friend, Florida.
Okay.
Jacksonville man.
Ooh, Jacksonville.
Granted a retrial in the beating death.
That's where my cousin's from.
Of his girlfriend. He is now worse off after being sentenced to life. Oops. Wednesday's sentencing replaces a 45-year sentence term Stephen Willie Montgomery received back in 07 for the murder of 23-year-old Tarnisha Ellis.
Tarnisha.
I guess real quick. Guess the color. And
I'm gonna say a Hershey's
absolutely
Hershey's color. And that's chocolate.
If he was a listener of the Jam Hole, he would have to write in and be like, yo, I listen. As per my request earlier in the show to
No, I want the accent and everything. Saying, hi, my name's Tanisha. And I like your show.
Shit.
I watch it every day.
Well, she's dead, but yeah, he would have to.
Right.
Right.
I just like the name Tanisha.
Tarnisha.
Tarnisha.
What in tarnation? Montgomery, a joyous cry erupted from a crowd of Ellis's family gathered in Circuit Judge Jeff Morrow's courtroom as he told Montgomery to go fuck himself. You, sir, are sentenced to life of fucking yourself. He said he was unsure how he could live with himself. Hey, I don't even know how you live with yourself.
I fuck myself. That's how I live with myself.
I live very closely. Montgomery, who's 33, was convicted in a retrial last month of beating Ellis with a metal bar and a broomstick back in 05. Prosecutors said he even hit her with a DVD player. You're in the ghetto, the ghetto, ghetto. That's you. Only in the ghetto would you find people hitting each other with DVD players.
Probably.
It just reminds me of, like, a riot. When they're in there, like, fucking stealing shit, cracking fools over the head with the appliances.
It reminds me of Analyze hitting somebody over the head with a laptop.
Yeah, with her laptop,
like,
right?
For real?
Nice.
Laptop.
He chased her down in her Northside home and broke down the door to a closet where she was trying to hide. She apparently just wouldn't come out of the closet. Photographs displayed for the jury showed blood all over the house. Quote, I'm baffled about how gruesome it was, Morrow said before sentencing Montgomery. It was like something back in medieval times. You could almost say he got, quote, medieval on her ass, huh? So Montgomery's was one of a handful of cases that became eligible for retrial because of an appellate court decision that juries were not given proper instructions on manslaughter, a lesser offense that could have led to a lighter sentence. Ellis's mother, Annie Ellis, looked at Montgomery and said, quote, I wish God will have the mercy on his soul, but I also hope the devil welcomes him with open arms.
Oh, what?
Ding. That's kind of poetic. I mean, this dude killed your daughter, sure. God have mercy, but hey, devil, she let him in.
Right.
Montgomery apologized to the family, quote, I understand that they hurt. I understand what they go through. I go through it as well. I miss that DVD player. Still making payments on it.
Right.
Defense attorney Sean Espenship argued that the new sentence should not go longer than the original. But prosecutor Bernie De La Rionda said because Morrow wasn't the judge in the first trial, he did not have to stick with the previous sentencing. Well, that makes sense. I mean, different judge. Why should that judge have to abide by the previous judge's sentencing? I mean, at that point, why are you even having a separate judge then, if that's the case, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That kind of sucks that he was like, I want a retrial. And they're like, fine, 50 years. No, I want a retrial. 6 years. I want a life, you know.
That sucks.
That does suck. Should have just shut your fucking mouth.
Right. Should have fucking just taken it, dealt with it.
When Circuit Judge Michael R. Weatherby sentenced Montgomery to 45 years back in 07, he said he saw some evidence that Montgomery would feel remorse one day, but he also said Ellis's death was among the worst homicides he'd presided over. Quote, that poor DVD player.
Right.
Just kidding. Ellis's 3-year-old son was in the house at the time of the attack. He was pretty upset about the DVD player. It had his favorite CD, VeggieTales, inside. Montgomery told a neighbor to call 911 because VeggieTales was stuck in the DVD player because he thought his girlfriend was sick. He took the boy out for ice cream, went to his aunt's house, and then fled to Georgia. To lay low. Police located and arrested him shortly after discovering Ellis's body in a bedroom of her house in Carthage Drive. Awesome. So,
dude.
I don't know. You killed somebody and you broke a pretty sweet DVD player. I say that's death.
Is that death?
Honestly, okay, check this out. Honestly, we're at a point in our civilization where we seriously need to look at what the fuck we're doing. We need to reassess because these next, like, 10 to 20 years are going to be super crucial. Now, if we have a buttload of fucking people that are sucking resources and they're not doing anything, they're just waiting to die, basically, we need to accelerate that process because we don't have the money to spend keeping these people alive. If you don't want to be part of society and be productive and help out, then what's the fucking point? We cannot continue paying for all of this excess. That's what I'm saying. If you can't afford to raise a child, you can't have a child. Like, we are so fucked, dude. We are so completely fucked as a nation, as a world.
Because people do this. They're like, oh, we'll find a way.
And then they what? And then they have the baby and then go right on welfare where we can all help out?
Pretty much.
We are all, like, seriously, like, whoa, okay? We need to fucking chill and reassess and fucking fix some shit. And I'm sorry, repealing the medical marijuana law? Not a good start.
Not a good start at all.
Do you know what that industry could have done for Montana? Do you have any fucking idea?
There's already a bunch of jobs in jeopardy
Holy
because of that.
Christ, dude.
That's a lot of people
Unbelievable.
That make their living off of that now.
Unbelievable.
You know? And what are they going to... I don't know. I don't want to talk about too much on the show. But yeah, dude, that's a lot of... income for our state.
It could have been so much more too, though. Agriculturally, yeah. Hemp, seed. Oh, dude, it goes on. But
it creates
yeah, like, well,
jobs
we'll talk about
people,
it on the hot box. But
sucks,
yeah,
so.
That's fucked. That is not a good way to start out 2011 to get ourselves
our jobs and everything. We're just actually starting to pull themselves out of the ditch, and you know,
yep.
at the want ads and the general. Help wanted or whatever wasn't flooded with, you know, people looking for jobs. It was, you know, more jobs wanting people than people wanting jobs. It was starting to turn itself around, you know, it was starting to do a little bit better. But now if it does
it
that,
wanted to.
It's going to go right down the shitter again, dude.
So fucked.
There's going to be like 3 jobs that are available in the Valley and like 80 people going to each one.
And all the jobs, dishwasher.
Yep.
Hotel. What's it, maid?
Housekeeper.
Maid. And
housekeeper.
Nurse stuff.
Yep.
There is nothing else. It's crazy.
Yep.
That was a huge, yeah. Anyway, okay. So, moving on here. Interesting little, blizzard story out of Wisconsin. Let me tell you a tale. This is why you should never hitchhike.
Okay.
A Union Grove, no, actually.
You get raped and killed and
I picked up a hitchhiker the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. If I'm like when I'm out working and stuff, if I see someone hitchhiking and I'm going that way, I'll totally pick them up if I have room in the truck. Like if I don't have a bunch of jugs and shit, I've gotten smoked up, I've gotten money, like they've given me like a few bucks, and I've gotten just cool, interesting stories, and I've given out business cards. So hey, if I picked you up, what's up? Thechamhill.com/forums.
Like older
yeah,
dudes, older
up,
people.
No,
or?
I'm not like super picky. Like chicks, always. No, I'm kidding. If they're like an old creepy dude with a duffel bag, I'm probably not gonna pick them up. But if they're you know between the ages of fucking 18 and 50, then yeah, I'll pick them up.
Have you picked up a chick?
Yeah, I've picked up tons of people, dude. Honestly, though, I've probably picked up 3 girls ever. And I've probably picked up, like, 50 or 60 people all together. So, the majority of people that hitchhike around here are dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're usually going from, like, and I had friends, that's probably why I do it, is because I had friends that used to hitchhike to Kalispell from Whitefish every day to get to work. Because they didn't have
really?
A car. And they were like, dude, more times than not, I get picked up, no problem. And it's just because everyone's, you know, pretty much down. And, you know, you see someone that's
just
walking,
cool.
It's like, yo, you need a ride? I'm going that way.
That's kind of nice.
And everybody
you know,
puffs,
it's weird, though.
So there
it's,
you go.
It's illegal to hitchhike in Florida,
yeah,
where
yeah.
I'm from.
And
not
no, I've never gotten heroin, thank you, Burger.
And you're not allowed to panhandle either, which, you know, is begging or whatever on the
which
streets.
Is funny, because that seems to be a pretty lucrative fucking job, seeing as how you're out
yeah.
there every fucking day.
Yeah.
Go get a fucking job. Okay, so back to the story here.
Fuck it.
It seems like it, right?
Let's just go to the next town over and do that.
Missoula.
Yeah.
Just panhandle, trying to get back to Kalispell.
Right.
God said we need to be stuck to learn a lesson and build character. He also said you should give us money.
We should do that. Find a weekend that we have together off and just go do that for
just
a day.
Just to see?
Just to see.
Me and a friend
see
of mine did that
get.
Once.
I'll wear
along.
A Prego belly and everything.
We did that once a long time ago. It was during one of the years we had bad fire. And we went and we rolled around in the dirt at my dad's house when we lived in town there. Got all just grubby looking, ripped up clothes, shitty everything. Like we
Rick.
Looked it. made a cardboard sign. It said, our parents were killed in the fire. Everything. We lost everything. Anything will help, basically. Uh-huh. We had two people give us, like, a dollar each. Everyone else just, like, walked by. It was so weird.
Oh, my God.
Interesting experiment, though. I'm definitely down to do that again. That's totally what we need the hidden camera for, though.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I'm telling you.
Fuck
it. Go to ThinkGeek, check out our wish list, and get us that camera. Do you know what kind of content you would have?
No.
Excuse me. Dude, could you even...
I'd wear it everywhere.
Could you even... We'd need two, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, make that happen.
Our lives would literally be online.
Yeah, OS 420 has a point. He says it hasn't actually been repealed. There's still a lot more steps it would have to go through. And that's right. But I'm blown away that it even made it that far. That's what and that's not
right.
A good start. So, okay, back to the story here. So the victim, 52-year-old Sharon Everett.
Okay.
A Racine County Sheriff's deputy found her body covered by at least 3 feet of snow.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Emergency workers received a call that a woman's car was stuck in a ditch just north of Union Grove High School late Tuesday. When rescue workers arrived, a tow truck was already there. The tow truck could not get the woman's car out of the ditch. The woman said she did not need help from the rescue workers, but she accepted a ride home from the tow truck driver. Now, see if you can point out where she went wrong.
Getting the ride home.
There you go. Right. You're quick tonight. Stop picking your eye.
I can't help it. There's something in it.
Your eyeball.
No.
The truck driver dropped the woman off at the end of the driveway, and she was seen walking towards her house.
Okay.
On Wednesday, the sheriff's department tried to reach the woman, but could not. Then they tried to search for her. Her body was found 300 feet from her home.
Huh.
Everett is the only Racine County person believed to have died in connection with the blizzard. Was it the blizzard that killed her, or was it the...
I don't know.
God, that's
what
interesting. Like, was it snowing so hard you got lost, like, from your driveway to your house?
I don't get it.
You're 50 years old, 52?
Walked that way.
I don't know. Like, that...
Even if it was a complete whiteout, and as long as you just pointed me in the direction, and I'm in my driveway, I can make it to the fucking house. You know?
Yeah. That's... You would think.
So... What? I don't get it.
So, three Milwaukee County men died Wednesday. All three collapsed while using a snowblower or after shoveling. Is snow killing people?
Maybe.
Is there something we don't know about snow? Is the government poisoning our snow? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Can you tell me? What the
no.
fuck? Okay, this was pretty awesome. Always love it when fucking cars just plow through fucking people, especially when they're an elderly near dead.
Oh,
thank
cool.
you. An elderly motorist pulling his SUV into a southwestern Indiana restaurant parking lot. Which restaurant would you say? This is the Country
say,
Kitchen Buffet.
Oh, really? Nice.
No. He apparently confused the accelerator for the brake. I know, I'm always doing that. If I had a nickel for every time I thought my brake was the accelerator, I would have a bunch of tickets. There you go.
Oh my God.
He did that at the most inopportune time, right before plowing into the dining room, injuring 10 people. Ta-da. 8 people were taken to the hospital with what appeared to be non-life-threatening, what we call sue injuries. Those are injuries that you're faking so you can sue somebody.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah. No, I better go to the hospital. Oh, my neck. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Ah. Oh. Gonna need some painkillers and a fat fucking check.
Right.
And you're paying for my dinner.
Right.
And I want another one because it's all over your hood. This isn't the country. Boom!
Oh
I would love to see that in person.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it was a Steak and Shake, dude. I used to love me some Steak and Shake, dude.
Van.
Have you ever... Dude,
no,
so
come
good.
On, dude. Do the commercial thing. Van.
I don't remember.
No, vanilla. Straw. Auclet.
Douche.
Like, douche. Bag. You know, come on. You don't remember that?
No.
Or like they would...
I know. Honestly, I've never seen a commercial for them. I've always just...
What?
I don't have TV.
Back in the... Dude, these are old. Like, they would advertise shakes.
I ate them.
They had the double shakes that
They had them
out.
In Florida when I went to school there for that.
Yeah.
That brief stint at Full Sail.
Dude, like...
Shit.
It's
pretty awesome.
Or like... Vanilla.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
So good.
Okay.
Loved it. And their burgers, bomb. Yep.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Did you, when you were down in Florida, did you ever eat at a Checkers?
No.
No? Oh, dude.
I ate at a Steak Escape. Oh.
Hey, Mark, please go to a Checkers and get some Checker chili cheese fries.
And bring them
me.
To us when you come
no,
down
no,
for
eat
the
them
third
and
annual.
Tell me how awesome election. It was double in the bathroom an hour later. They are so good, but you will shit your brains out.
The best food makes you... That's how I rate how good my meal was. When
how
someone's
bad
like,
was the poo?
So how was your food? I'm like, well, I'll come in tomorrow and tell you. What? I can't tell you now. I haven't dumped it out of my
right?
ass yet.
I have
shit.
To give you the whole
the
experience.
The full
right,
enchilada,
right,
if
right.
you will. The most seriously injured was a person who had been pinned under the SUV... A firefighter who was inside the restaurant at the time of the crash was able to free that person. Police said the driver told officers he confused the accelerator with the brake. Oh, poopy. Just before the vehicle crashed into the eatery. Quote, it was a pretty full building and he went right into the dining area.
Why do they call it an eatery? I don't like that.
Because it's an eatery.
I don't
like that. The driver was also taken to the hospital to check for injuries and to have a blood test done. They're like, well, sir, you're legally dead.
Right.
Anything else?
Your blood is dust.
Poopy.
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 You just keep saying poopy.
Poopy. That. That am I bugging you, Ep? What he's. That was so funny, dude. I was fucking rolling. That was good. I was rolling, dude. Just the way he said it. It was. So, I don't even think he meant to say it that way, but it was pretty brilliant.
Okay.
All the shit. Honestly, all the shit that we talk, like, it's an enjoyable show. Especially since. They apologize.
Right.
We're best friends.
You know what I gotta say, though?
No.
For it being Mike's show, Mike sure does not talk very much.
Mike's the instigator.
I see that. Like, he's like, here's some material.
Mike
listen
knows.
Listen to it, and now you guys are gonna go off on it.
Mike knows that in and of its of his self, there's nothing there. But what he can do, what he can do is bring out... That's something that everyone else has that he's lacking, and then he can exploit the shit out of it.
It's
that's,
funny,
that
though.
Makes a
he,
good interview.
He just takes, like with our shit, you know, he's like, here, Eddie, listen to this. And then, boom, it's on from there.
One day, I'm going to set a price for all of our Jam Hole episodes, and it's going to be like $1 million each. And you're gonna owe me a buttload of royalties.
Jesus Christ.
Only for Mike. Everyone else, still free show. Mike, you owe us $1 million an episode. And hey, I understand if you can only afford to listen once a week. That's fine. You can pick which one you want.
God. Yeah, no. It's kind of a cool take, though. Like, because the host doesn't talk. That's kind of funny.
All right. I love, like, just letting you fucking... Letting you try to think of something to say. So
I
awesome.
Had a brain fart. It's okay.
I'll just, like, intentionally just go... Okay, no, you're not doing it right.
I'm just gonna nod my head and look
thank
at
you.
You funny.
So, restaurant patron Jennifer Dogan told the Courier and Press that she was eating lunch when she heard what sounded like a freight train and a loud kaboom as the vehicle plowed into the building. Dogan said the impact threw one man between a booth and wall and that two others had, quote, large goose eggs on their foreheads. What's a goose egg?
A bump.
Why don't you say bump?
Because it's as big as a goose egg.
Okay. Julie Rosario, who was sitting with Dogan,
Rosario.
Said she saw the vehicle taking out booths and crushing tables, and it was, quote, fucking awesome!
Fuck yeah.
She said the driver was a, quote, very elderly man.
Ah.
No, you can drive still. That's fine. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is a drive-thru.
Quote.
We were totally thinking of making plans for that.
Shit, you're one step ahead.
Happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll have that insurance money now.
Oh, wait, I forgot it was a drive-thru. It's on the other side of the building.
I asked the man if he was okay, and he said he didn't know what happened.
What happened?
This isn't the kind... Oh, unbelievable. Good. Keep driving. Good. Ta-da.
Great.
Deaconess Hospital spokesman Sam Rogers said all but one of their patients from the crash was released after treatment. One person with broken ribs was admitted in fair condition. So they go.
Dude.
So.
So.
All right. I do want to talk about this before we're going to bring back an old bit and go through a little local blotter for you all. I know.
All right.
I've missed that. And I just, there just happened to be a little short section for the blotter, and they were pretty entertaining. So,
okay.
But first, I want to discuss, this is amazing. This woman, I've heard this on some other shows, but I just, this is so awesome. 50-year-old Julie Powers Schnenecker. She's a 50-year-old wife of a U.S. Army colonel. She killed her son and daughter, her teenage son and daughter.
All right.
Because they were being mouthy and, quote, talking back. She first shot her son, Beau, 13, twice in the head with a 38 caliber pistol for talking back as she was driving him to soccer practice in suburban Tampa, Florida.
Nice.
Come on, ride the train. Don't make me turn this thing or I will shoot you in the head. Fuck you, Mom.
Boom.
Oh my god.
Dude.
Come on, ride the train to pick the dinner.
Wow.
Ta-da. Okay. The police report says she then drove to her $448,000 family home and shot her daughter, Calix, who is 16, in the face as she was studying on the computer on Facebook. MySpace.
Right?
16-year-old still on MySpace? Right.
I'm studying how... this dude looks.
I'm studying how drunk I was at this party.
Right.
The explanation she gave police was that the teens were being, quote, mouthy. That's so awesome.
They're teenagers. Of course they're mouthy.
That's their job.
Right?
And your job as a parent to fucking deal with it.
And ignore it.
Yes.
Usually.
No, that's the price you pay for being a fucking parent. You have to deal with that bullshit
pretty
for
much.
The next, oh, I don't know, 35 years, let's say. I'll tell you, I'll let you know when I'm 35 and we'll ask my mom.
Why don't you just let us know when you're done?
Right, okay.
Okay.
When I'm dead, I'll be sure to let you know. She will not appear in court Saturday, charged with two counts of murder because she's being treated at a hospital for an unknown condition. Uh-huh. It's called nuts.
Right.
You have a condition called nuts. Her husband, Colonel Parker Schnenecker, who is attached to the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, was reportedly in the Middle East at the time of the murders. Saturday afternoon, Parker Schnenecker's Facebook page showed a photo of Calix smiling and surrounded by running teammates. A comment posted by Julie Schnenecker on October 20th reads, "That's my baby, doing something I could never do, 3.2 miles. But guess what? I'll shoot you in the face!
Now, what's that guy going to do? He's fucked for the rest of his life. He's going to be like, yeah, I'm going through a divorce. My wife killed both my kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's going to go crazy. They're going to have to, like, honorably discharge his ass.
Honestly, I don't know. He's probably pretty numb to any of that shit, though, being in the fucking Middle East and all that. Being in the army.
I don't know.
Nolly's Undead says, the teenagers were talking back. Must be that darn rock and roll.
Talking to me.
I imagine that's the voice you did that in.
It's the devil music.
All right, let's do a little police blotter and wrap this thing up. Get the fuck out. This is so awesome. This is from Wednesday, February 2nd, right here. Very own Flag County Sheriff and Kalispell, Montana police reports. 8 a.m. A Kalispell resident reported that the neighbor woman was making obscene gestures and beating on his privacy fence. He also claimed that she posted threatening signs in the windows that face his residence. This is for you, Mike. I'm doing this so you have material. Here's our best of the best ta-da's, okay? 9:40 a.m., a call was made regarding a man wrapped up in blankets on Sunnyview Lane. The caller didn't think he looked well.
Okay.
11:28 a.m., when an instructor at Flat Valley Community College confronted a smoking student about the campus's smoking policy, the student said, "Go fuck yourself," and threw the cigarette at him. 11:42 a.m., a resident, I swear that wasn't me.
Like it really said, go
fuck
yourself?
He was carrying a jug of water.
Oh,
no.
Dude, great.
He said something not nice, some nasty things. 11:42 a.m., a resident on the west side of Kalispell reported that an incoherent, sick-looking woman just walked into her house, sat down, and then fell asleep.
That's pretty cool.
Let's do drugs. Let's do some drugs together.
She just came in.
But not
like,
with this chick, because she's a crazy
fucking... She just like,
walked
in, sat down, made herself at home, and... passed out. Like, totally this place looks nice.
Hey, can
I'm
I nod right here?
Here?
Cool, thanks.
Right.
1:41 p.m., a kid who was being picked on while riding the bus claimed the driver slammed on the brakes, threw him into his seat, and told him to shut up. The dad, nice. Sit down and shut up! I will kill this bunny!
Oh my god.
Miss Crabtree. No, don't kill the bunny. I will kill this bunny.
Oh my god.
Best. Dude, I love that episode. I miss South Park. Hurry up and make episodes again, please. The dad said he reported the situation to the bus company, but was brushed off and said that your kid is fucking annoying.
Right.
1 p.m.
Do better parenting.
Be a better. Your
we'll
kid is
okay.
annoying. You're right. annoying. I see where he gets it from. Right. Stop calling me. Sit down and shut up. I will kill this bunny.
Walk over to his house and hit him in the head
I
with
will
the phone.
Yeah, dude. Sit
I'm
down.
Done with you.
1 p.m. Two terriers and a pit bull were chasing cars on Park Street again.
Oh, my God.
Those fucking dogs. 3:43 p.m. A goat was stuck in a fence on Eide Lane. It was successfully removed after being completely taken advantage of, if you know what I mean. And I'll end it here, 12:27 a.m. on two separate occasions. Now, two.
Twice.
Men fought at a blank.
Bar.
At a bar, absolutely.
Where else is
interesting. Not at a not at a pot dispensary? Really? At a bar.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Okay. So there we have it. Is that it? Is that an episode of the Jam Hole?
I suppose.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, you saved my life.
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you guys for joining us, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Catch this thing right here, Jamhole TV, at thejamhole.com/live. There it is. Email us info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's our site, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Text me, 406-848-1739. I got a P.O. box you can send us stuff to, or self-addressed stamp envelopes, and we'll send you stickers, of course. Got some of those left. And a slash store. We got the 404 show. We got the 250 show. You can buy those for $5 a piece. Slash music. There's free hip-hop album. Listen.
Hey.
Got a posters, Tumblr, photo blog. Got a MySpace, but probably not for long. Join the Facebook group. Make sure you're definitely a member of the forums. Subscribe on iTunes. Check out the YouTube. I'm getting up, finally, fucking videos from last Sunday's Poetry Slam. This Sunday, there isn't one because it's the fucking Super Bowl. And we'll be back out there next Sunday. Join us tomorrow for an episode of the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. Appreciate that.
Cool.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
It's been a slice.
Thank you, Matthew.
Hey, anytime. And we'll see you guys back here Monday.
Peace. Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.